We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Chicago police say charges are pending in the murder of a 7-year-old girl who was killed on the 4th of July while playing near a holiday party on the city's west side. WBBM's Bernie Tafoya with the latest.
Police Superintendent David Brown says there were 47 shootings that resulted in 87 shooting victims, including 17 people who were killed.
Let's keep violent offenders in jail longer for these families. Let's revamp the electronic monitoring system for these families so they can get a sense of justice. Not a revolving door in the criminal justice system in this city.
Chief of Detectives Brendan Dinahan says that in the killing of 7-year-old Natalia Wallace on the west side, a white vehicle stopped outside a holiday party on North Latrobe, and men stepped out of the car and began shooting.
Officers finally did locate this vehicle with one subject in it and took that individual into custody.
Chief Dinahan says police do not yet have any suspects in the murder of 14-year-old Vernado Jones, who he says was struck by a stray bullet fired into a group on 61st and Carpenter. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Some political insiders say Illinois U.S. Senator Tammy Duckworth is emerging as a serious contender as a vice presidential running mate for Democrat Joe Biden.
Senator Tammy Duckworth, who's from Hoffman Estates, has already been interviewed by Joe Biden's campaign team, and the Washington Post quotes former Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid as saying that there's a lot of attention on Duckworth, whom he calls a highly decorated woman. Duckworth is a Purple Heart recipient and lost both her legs when the helicopter she was piloting was shot down over Iraq. Fellow Illinois Senator Dick Durbin has made no secret of his support for the junior senator.
If you've got Tammy Duckworth by your side, it's a winning combination, whoever you are. She is such an amazing person. What a story. What a life story. What a story of courage.
Tammy Duckworth is of Thai and Chinese descent. She is one of a number of women of color Biden is said to be considering. Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Reopening plans for Barrington Public Schools go before the District 220 Board next week.
Parents have until July 24th to choose whether to send their students to school or continue e-learning at home under District 220's roadmap for Phase 4. Superintendent Brian Harris says he expects responses to follow last month's surveys that found 80% want in-person.
We anticipate a large percentage of our students and staff returning. However, we also know and believe it's very important to give our parents and students an option whether or not they believe the conditions are appropriate during this pandemic.
Staffers will also weigh in on the plan that has the district handing out masks and face shields to them and all 9,000 students from pre-K to high school, as face coverings are mandated by the state. As for busing, Harris says they've adjusted the few routes that had more than 50 students on them to meet that cap. Nancy Hardy, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The Cook County Circuit Courts are reopening today, but not fully. The courts are starting to hold trials that do not involve juries. It's an effort to get back in business after being shut down for months by the pandemic. Most other hearings will still be held via video hookup when possible. A Des Plaines man is one of two people struck by lightning yesterday on a beach in Clearwater, Florida. 37-year-old Gaychek Arcaduza and another man were leaving the beach as a line of storms approached. He's reported in critical condition, while the second man, who's from Ohio, is reported to be stable. Two Chicago police officers are hospitalized after their squad car crashed into a park gate early today. Reports indicate the officers were leaving Steelworkers Park in the 3400 block of 87th Street when the vehicle hit the gate. gate. Police say the gate was open when the officers entered the park and they did not see that someone had closed it behind them.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.